News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Wes Streeting has resigned from his position as a health secretary in the UK. He has resigned, sending Keir Starmer an absolutely stinging letter of criticism, finishing with, "Where we need vision, we have a vacuum. Where we need direction, we have drift." This was underscored by your speech on Monday. "Leaders take responsibility, but too often that has meant other people falling on their swords. You also need to listen to your colleagues, including backbenchers, and the heavy-handed approach to dissenting voices diminishes our politics." James Lyons is with us, who is former Director of Communications for Keir Starmer. James Lyons, we had Wes Streeting and Keir Starmer having a 20-minute powwow, I think only day before yesterday. Clearly, it didn't go well.
That's right, Anton. And I'm not sure that they did meet for 20 minutes. And Wes Streeting was in Downing Street for 20 minutes. I think the meeting over coffee would have been even briefer. And I think they barely have had time for an espresso. But look, what we've seen this week is, after a week of drama since those terrible election results that we saw last Thursday and Friday, is a kind of a clearing of the path, a clearing of the clouds. And it's now clear that Andy Burnham, if he wins the by-election that's going to be held in Makerfield, will be the Prime Minister. I expect him to be installed by the Labour Party in a kind of coronation without a contest.
Good Lord, really? He is that much of a cert if he gets through the by-election?
Absolutely. Wes Streeting hasn't gone for it this week. There is a debate about whether or not he would have the numbers to stand against Keir Starmer. In fairness to Wes, he always said he wouldn't be the first mover. He wouldn't make a challenge. He was just preparing in case in case things fell apart. But it's become really clear in the last 48 hours that Andy Burnham commands the support of all wings of the parliamentary Labour Party. You've seen the likes of John McDonnell on the hard left saying we must change Prime Minister, but not yet. And that is code for we need to get Andy in first. The Tribune group on the soft left have swung behind him a month or two ago. And then what you've seen this week is people on the right of the PLP, who you'd expect to be natural allies of Wes Streeting, thinking that it is too dangerous to back Wes and trigger a contest that could be won by Angela Rayner or Ed Miliband. So, yes, I expect if Andy Burnham wins in this by-election, and it is in his own backyard, he's a local hero up there, so he stands a lot better chance, I think, than many allies of the Prime Minister think he does. I expect him to be installed in a coronation.
Tell us a bit about him, James. Give us a sense of the man personally and politically.
Well, there is a rather unkind joke, Anton, that's doing the rounds in the Labour Party at the moment, because Andy Burnham has been around for a while, and his critics would suggest that he's had some various different positions within the Labour Party. And the joke goes, a Blairite, a Brownite and a Corbynista walk into the pub, and the barman says, "What will you have tonight, Mr. Burnham?"
And which one of those is he currently?
Well, at the moment, he's the mayor of Greater Manchester. He's undoubtedly to the left of where Keir Starmer was, but there have been signals from his supporters that he would take, he would be kind of more harder on the right on the economy, and I think that is where it will be fascinating to see what kind of deal might have been done in the back rooms here. Who is going to be Andy Burnham's chancellor? Josh Simons, the MP who's giving up his seat in Makerfield to make way for this by-election, is a protege of Shabana Mahmood, an incredibly powerful figure within the Labour Party. She chairs the party's ruling National Executive Committee. And I just wonder if we might see her going into number 11.
Now, if she does go into number 11, she has her hands full because the current economic state in the UK is bleak. There is very little money to do anything with. Plus, you have the political threat all of the time of Nigel Farage. So if you end up with that number 10, number 11 combination that you are predicting, have they any wiggle room and any scope to achieve anything to deal with those two threats?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head there, Anton. What we've heard an awful lot about the different names in the frame to become Labour leader and Prime Minister over the last week. What we haven't actually had is any kind of policy proposals. And so we would have to kind of wait and see on that. But look, I will tell you this. Shabana Mahmood is a formidable character. I think she might just think there are things that you could cut, as well as invest in. And so I think, I think she would be, she's been a formidable Home Secretary, an excellent Secretary of State for Justice. And I think she'd make a very, very good Chancellor as well.
James, thank you very much for your time. I was going to say have a good weekend, but you'll probably spend most of it giving analysis on UK media. But whatever break you get, enjoy it. James, James Lyons there, the former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.